This is Northwest News on KNKX. With the new year almost upon us, it's a good time of the year to make lists, resolutions, people to get back in touch with, and for many of us, places to visit. This week on Going Places, 88.5's Ed Ronco asks travel expert Matthew Bremley for his list of places to see in 2017.
Ed, I don't know. Have I told you how much I hate these lists?
No.
First of all, I have no idea. I've been looking at these lists. I don't know who's writing them. I don't know who these experts are. To be honest with you, I think it's just kind of a bunch of baloney.
You hate lists.
I really do. And I especially travel lists. It's like, you know, and not only that, but just imagine. So if everyone says that 2017 is the year to go to
Reykjavik.
Yeah. Iceland, it's 2000. Well, guess what? Everything's going to be crowded. Mm. It's going to be overpriced. Flights are going to be more expensive. And you're going to get there. And the place that you went so far to travel and experience is just going to be overloaded with, you know, everyone else from your neighborhood or whatever, from your country. So you're going to miss everything out there. So I would say if it's on the hot list, maybe head the other way. Okay. And I don't care whose hot list. Like, if it's any big name hot list, just like, maybe it's not the time to go there.
Maybe we should talk then more generally. And this isn't going to be as convenient as a handy list you can just check off destinations from. But let's talk more generally then about how do you pick a destination? I want to go somewhere in 2017. I want it to be a big trip. How do I decide where I should go?
It's kind of like a glass of wine or a piece of art or some music. We're all different. And some of us are nature lovers. Some of us love modern art. Some of us like architecture. Some of us like a good beer, you know, or a good jazz festival or this or that or the other. So ask yourself in 2017, what do you love? And it might be kayaking on the Puget Sound, or it might be a trek across India, or train travel or whatever. But I think that I would spend a little less time about worrying or wondering what the official list people are saying, and just your own passion. And maybe there's something in the neighborhood here on the West Coast that you haven't seen. I mean, there's sites I hadn't been to, the Arboretum Gardens, for God's sake.
And
right,
right
here. I grew up down the street from them, and I just went this year, you know, and I'm like, where have I been?
I find it useful, too, to think about how busy I want to be. You know, do I want a destination where I can sit and do nothing? Do I want a destination where I have everything to do, right? Am I going to a secluded beach, or am I going to New York City?
Right.
You know?
Right. And the other thing is, I mean, word of mouth is really always one of the best ways to go. I mean, we all have friends that kind of bounce around and do different things domestically and internationally. That's, of course, one of the ways I learn. You know, even as the travel expert, I'm always asking all my friends, you know, do you know of a good mountain hut? Or do you know this, that, or the other? Yeah. I mean, I would make your own list and have fun with it, and just write down all the things you'd like to do in 2017, or maybe the things that you had on your 2014, 15, and 16 list that you never got done.
The point is just to go.
Just go. Just go. And remember that, you know, half the fun of it is just making the list. You know, I mean, it's just the whole lead up, the anticipation of a trip. I mean, studies have shown that that actually increases your happiness, your factor, because it gives you something to look forward to, and everyone loves to dream.
Matthew Bremley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
But really, could you just list off three or four places that you think would be? No?
Provence. You know,
Matthew Bremley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He hates lists and thinks you should make your own. And you can do that on our website, knkx.org. Leave your list in the comments. Tell us what you think would be some good destinations to visit for you, not necessarily for everybody else. I'm Ed Ronco.